You're listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. One of the Eastern Township's most familiar outdoor spaces is entering a new chapter. The Tomophobia Nature Trail, a 19-kilometer year-round multi-use trail stretching from Ayers Cliff to Stanstead, has officially been transferred to the Massawippi Conservation Trust, securing its long-term protection and maintenance. But that transfer is only part of a much bigger story. In a single week this December, the Trust finalized three separate land protection agreements, including a major conservation servitude in the Coaticook area and a land donation in North Hatley aimed at improving safety and access for young children and families. In this segment, I speak with Helene Hamel, Executive Director of the Massawippi Conservation Trust, about what the Tomophobia transfer actually means for the public, how conservation servitudes work, and why these agreements represent years of behind-the-scenes effort coming together at once. This interview was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, which helps ensure important local stories like this one continue to be told. Stay with us. I was under the impression the Tomophobia Trail was the big story here, but there's other news too. Tell me about that, Ms. Hamel.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was the big story. Simply because we've been, we've been working on getting the donation from the Tomophobia group for quite a few years. So it's also, a very popular trail. So people were anxious to find out what was going on. But we also got two other pieces of land. Madame Bouchard has signed a servitude with us for over 200 acres, and that is in the Coaticook area. And then we also got a donation from the village of North Hatley, the municipality. And that was a smaller piece of land that's right behind the town hall, but it connects to Scowan Park, which we own. In North Hatley and Canton de Hatley. So it's an important piece.
Tell me a little bit about the Tomophobia Trail first. That goes from Ayers Cliff to Stanstead, right?
Ayers Cliff to Stanstead. So there's many, many, many parcels of land. The trail was a former railway, right? So the trail is... That land was bought from CP Rail by the founders of the Tomophobia Nature Trail back in the early 1990s, 1990 and 1993. They bought all the little parcels of land from CP Rail, and their goal was to create this green linear park with a multipurpose trail on it. So it's been open since 1993, and it's open year-round, it's open to the public, it's free. And what's different from the trails we own now is this trail you can ride your bike on.
For people who don't know, them transferring the land to you means what precisely?
Well, in fact, it won't make much difference to the general public. What it does is that it ensures the protection of the land and the continuity of the trail, because we have two very, very generous donors who together have given us $1 million for an endowment fund. An endowment fund is basically, it's a sum of money that is set aside and is protected. We can't draw from the capital, but we get the interest, the annual interest off of this fund. So if on the $1 million we just get 5% interest, we're going to get $50,000 a year. And we're going to be able to use that money to keep the trail in constant repair. Because there are many, many culverts. And it's 19 kilometers, so it needs to be maintained. You know, there. Who knows what will happen in the future. There could be washouts. There could be this. There could be that. And, you know, keeping up the signage. And, yeah, so that's the big news. So we're able to fund the trail. The first group, you know, the founders, some of the original founders were still on the board 30 years later. So, you know, they've gotten older and, you know, they realized that they couldn't keep up the work anymore. And they were looking for a new person, a new group to take it over. And we were the ones they decided to give it to. So we're a trust, and we are going to protect the land in perpetuity, and we have an agreement with them to maintain the trail and to keep it open and not to sell any part of it or not to close it or keep it going.
Tell me a little bit about these other parcels of land. Quaticook is a little bit outside of your area, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, like generally, there's no real boundaries for any of the, like, you know, we're one of 17 members of Appalachian Corridor. So Appalachian Corridor is like the overseer of all the different conservation groups that work in an area from, we're the most eastern group, and they go all the way to Granby. So, like, if Nature Conservancy or the provincial government are giving out grants, they would give it to Appalachian Corridor, who would then give it in turn to us, although we could apply it directly. But when there's big lumps of money, you know, the government doesn't give it to many, many different organizations. They give it to one sort of umbrella organization. So we have most territory, but this landowner, Madame Boussard, she didn't have anybody to protect the land in her area. So she contacted Appalachian Corridor, who said, well, the closest group to you is the Massawippi Conservation Trust. So we've been working with her and with Appalachian Corridor, and we signed her deed for servitude on Wednesday.
When something is signed into servitude, what does that amount to?
So what it means is that it's protected, that it means that there are many things that you cannot do on the property. Each servitude is signed individually with the landowner. And, you know, if, let's say, the landowner has some trails, you know, walking trails on the property, then they're allowed to keep using them. What they're probably not allowed to do is expand those trails. So, you know, we really are sort of the gatekeepers of the land. We inspect it once or twice a year to make sure that, you know, nothing is going on that shouldn't be going on. And, you know, very basic things, like you can't put up a cell phone tower, or you can't explore for, you know, do any mining work, or, you know, some very basic things like that as well. And, of course, there's a very interesting sort of financial benefit that when you protect a piece of land, you're obviously limiting the use, right? There's certain things that can no longer be done on the land. So the government allows us to issue a tax receipt for, I don't know if the right word, but it's sort of the devaluation of the land. Because now you're restricting the use of the land. So the landowner will get a tax receipt.
Tell me a little bit about what you've done with North Hatley, with the town and Scowan Park.
Well, it's there's a corner of the property that the municipality has given to us, which touches a corner of the Scowan Park. And we're going to be putting in a little trail there because there's a daycare that has started, that's in the same building as the town hall. And this daycare, they were walking along Capleton Road to get to the park, and it really, really wasn't safe. So, because there's no sidewalks there or anything. So it's going to allow the kids from the daycare and people in the community to access Scallon Park from another place, which will be right behind the town hall. So we're not going to build the trail necessarily in 2026, but it'll be very soon, as soon as we can.
This was a big December for you. What's on tap for you guys in 2026?
Well, 2026, between this year, so right now, you know, right now we're at about 375 acres, right? Between all those three little property, the three properties. Next year, by the end of next year, we will be doubling what we had in 2024. So we have, we have more than 10 projects in the pipeline. It's just crazy, Bill, though, because each one takes so long, so long. Like Madame Bouchard, we've been working on it for 2 years. You know, the Thomophobia Nature Trail, we've been working on it for more than 2 years. So, you know, there were two more we were hoping to sign in December, but there's always a little glitch. There's always a little something that comes up that, you know, we just can't do it right away. So, yeah, we should double by the end of next year.
That was Helene Hamel, Executive Director of the Massawippi Conservation Trust, speaking about the transfer of the Thomophobia Nature Trail and a series of new land protection agreements finalized just before the end of the year. While trail users may not notice immediate changes, the shift ensures long-term protection, stable funding for maintenance, and permanent safeguards for hundreds of acres of land across the region, part of a broader conservation strategy that continues to expand throughout the Massawippi Valley and beyond. You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. This segment was made possible with support from the Local Journalism Initiative, which funds original, independent local reporting across Canada. I'm William Crooks, and thanks for listening.